An independent researcher warns that UAB's acquisition of Ascension St. Vincent's operations in Alabama could lead to higher healthcare costs and staff cuts. WBHM's Richard Banks reports.
Economist Elena Andreeva teaches health policy and management at Texas A&M. She cites a soon-to-be-published study that shows bigger health systems often lead to increased health care cost, in part because they have fewer competitors.
Anytime a larger hospital acquires either an independent hospital or portions of a system, prices increase. On the conservative side, they might be increasing by 5 to 6%.
Andreeva says labor costs are typically about 50% of a hospital's operating budget, and the data shows acquisitions or mergers can lead to layoffs to reduce redundancies, specifically in administrative positions.
So once you cut down on some of these back office personnel by aggregating it to the main system, you can reduce your labor costs.
Andreeva is not familiar with UAB or Ascension's financials. The findings in the paper come from a study of health systems in 20 states. In response to these claims, UAB officials say in a written statement they do not anticipate increased costs. Instead, they believe the acquisition will lead to economies of scale that could reduce cost. As for cuts in staff, UAB officials hope most, if not all, St. Vincent's roughly 5,000 employees will continue in their current roles. They say Ascension employees will maintain their current wages or salaries. Andreeva says such promises are the norm.
I'm not saying that they are outright being dishonest, but depending on in what financial position they currently are, they might end up having to cut some costs somewhere.
For another perspective, we spoke with Dr. Don Williamson, the president of the Alabama Hospital Association.
I think from everything we know at this point, this is nothing but a positive in terms of stabilizing access to care and the healthcare system in Central Alabama.
The $450 million deal was announced Tuesday by UAB's Board of Trustees. It covers all of St. Vincent's care sites, including hospitals in southern and eastern Birmingham, as well as Blount, Chilton, and St. Clair counties. Williamson notes St. Louis-based Ascension has reported multiple years of operating deficits. Those losses totaled roughly $3 billion in 2023 alone, according to one industry publication. In recent years, Ascension began selling some of its properties throughout the eastern U.S. The UAB acquisition was what Williamson calls a rational move. UAB and Ascension had already been partnering to provide care in central Alabama for about 4 years.
This is simply an evolution of the partnership. Since Ascension was going to leave the state anyway, it's critically important to maintain that infrastructure.
Granted, Williamson says he has not seen the financials behind the purchase, and he doesn't know what it will take to keep the hospitals in the black. But without the acquisition, Williamson says the Ascension hospitals could have eventually closed.
What this merger does is it brings an Alabama partner into the situation that is committed to keeping your hospital open.
The acquisition must still be approved by regulators and the Catholic Church, which owns Ascension St. Vincent's. UAB holds WBHM's broadcast license, but our news and business departments operate independently. Richard Banks, WBHM.